Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Power and Progress, Our Thousand-Year Struggle Over Technology and Prosperity. Renowned economist Darren Acemoglu delves into the complex relationship between technological innovation, economic growth, and social power dynamics. Spanning over a millennium, Acemoglu's analysis unveils how technological advancements have not only shaped the economic landscapes of societies, but have also been at the core of power struggles and social transformations. Through meticulous research and engaging narrative, the book explores the double-edged sword of technological progress, highlighting its potential to both empower and oppress, to enrich and to polarize. Acemoglu presents a compelling argument that the fruits of technological innovations are significantly influenced by the governance structures and policies in place, making a strong case for inclusive institutions that foster widespread prosperity. This book is not just a history of technology. It's a detailed exploration of the socioeconomic and political contexts that have determined who benefits from innovation and who bears its costs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of institutions in shaping technological outcomes. Darren Acemoglu's analysis establishes a foundational understanding of how institutions, be they political, economic, or social, play a pivotal role in determining the outcomes of technological advancements. Acemoglu argues convincingly that the impact of technology on society's prosperity and power distribution is not predetermined by the technology itself, but rather by the institutional frameworks within which technology is developed and deployed. For instance, inclusive institutions that promote broad-based participation in economic processes tend to distribute the benefits of technological progress more evenly, leading to more equitable economic growth. On the other hand, extractive institutions, which consolidate power and wealth in the hands of a few, often exploit technological innovations to further entrench their positions, exacerbating inequality and stifling broader economic development. This perspective helps explain why similar technological advancements can have vastly different outcomes in terms of societal well-being and economic prosperity, depending on the nature of the institutions in place. Secondly, technology as a driver of economic growth, Acemoglu presents a compelling narrative on how technological innovation has been the main engine of economic growth across different epochs. From the industrial revolutions that transformed Europe to the digital revolution reshaping modern economies, technological advancements have largely dictated the pace and nature of economic development. However, Acemoglu also cautions against a simplified view that sees all technological progress as inherently beneficial to economic growth. He points out that the real benefits of technology for economic prosperity depend significantly on the ability of societies to adapt to and manage technological changes. This adaptation includes not only the creation of new jobs to replace those made obsolete by technology, but also the development of social and economic policies that help mitigate the adverse effects of technological disruption on vulnerable segments of society. Through historical and contemporary examples, Acemoglu underscores the necessity of proactive governance and visionary leadership to ensure that technological progress translates into sustainable and inclusive economic growth. Thirdly, the double-edged sword of technological progress, one of the book's recurring themes, is the dual nature of technological progress. Acemoglu eloquently describes how technological advancements, while driving economic development and improving living standards, also possess the power to disrupt societies, exacerbate inequalities, and even erode democratic norms. This double-edged sword is evident in examples like the automation of jobs leading to unemployment and social dislocation, or digital surveillance technologies giving rise to privacy concerns and authoritarian control. Acemoglu advocates for a balanced view of technology, acknowledging its potential benefits while also being acutely aware of its risks and downsides. He emphasizes the role of policy intervention and societal vigilance in navigating the challenges posed by rapid technological changes, stressing the importance of harnessing technology in ways that strengthen democracy, equality, and human welfare. Fourthly, the evolution of power dynamics in the age of technology throughout Power and Progress. Acemoglu probes the shifting sands of power dynamics as influenced by technological advancements. His analysis spans centuries to show how the dissemination of technology, whether it be the printing press, steam engine or internet, has often shifted the balance of power within societies. These shifts can democratize power by providing greater access to information and economic opportunities, or they can concentrate power in the hands of those who control the technological means of production, or the platforms that dominate digital landscapes. Acemoglu's nuanced exploration of power dynamics delves into the connection between technological progress and political outcomes, demonstrating how technology can either foster greater societal participation and democratization, or contribute to authoritarianism and social stratification, depending on the broader institutional context. Lastly, the importance of adapting social policies in the technological age. An essential argument in Acemoglu's book is the need for societies to adapt their social policies in response to technological change. As technology evolves at an increasingly rapid pace, social policies must be equally dynamic to address the new challenges and opportunities this creates. Acemoglu emphasizes education, labor rights, and social safety nets as critical areas requiring attention in the technological age. Education systems need revamping to prepare individuals not just for the jobs of today, but for the ability to adapt to the jobs of tomorrow. Labor policies should ensure fair wages, working conditions, and the right to organize, even as the nature of work changes. And social safety nets must be rethought to provide security in the face of job displacement and economic uncertainty. By advocating for these adaptive policies, Acemoglu underscores the role of governance in mitigating the adverse effects of technological progress and ensuring it contributes to a more prosperous and equitable society. In conclusion, Darren Acemoglu's Power and Progress, Our Thousand-Year Struggle Over Technology and Prosperity, is an insightful exploration of the reciprocal relationship between technological innovation and societal change. This book is quintessential reading for policymakers, economists, technologists, and anyone interested in understanding the broader implications of technological progress. Acemoglu's nuanced analysis invites readers to consider not just the economic, but also the social and political dimensions of technological change, emphasizing the importance of inclusive institutions and adaptive policies in harnessing the power of technology for the common good. By doing so, Power and Progress offers a roadmap for navigating our technologically driven future, making the case that wise, foresighted governance can leverage technology to create more equitable, prosperous societies. The book is a clarion call to all stakeholders to consider the long-term impacts of technological advancements and to work towards an equitable distribution of the dearer benefits. If you would like to support Darren Acemoglu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.